This is Ian Jones on the 28th of March, commenting today on the startling success, as they see it, of the rural communities lobby in this country as they celebrate what they regard as a famous victory in the way in which the government has made changes to the revised, shortened 50-odd page version of planning guidance. I'm sure many of you have followed the increasingly bitter debate that has taken place over the last 12 months. A year ago, the government announced that the default position would be a license to build on the basis of planning guidance, and this was intrinsically attached to the presumption for sustainable development. And you will recall that as part of the consultation that took place last autumn, really formidable forces assembled against the government, and they included the Daily Telegraph, Hands Off Our Land, I think they called it, the National Trust, the Council for the Preservation of Rural England, and many others. And the question that we face today is, if that compromise that is generally hailed by all sides, one has to give the government credit for this, if that compromise has indeed been achieved, was that the result of a particularly effective consultation period? In other words, has consultation done its job of making the debate intelligible to people, accessible to people, and enabling the various factions of the argument to join in a way that has produced a reasonable answer? Or is this the result of something else? There is a suggestion today, for example, that it's the lukewarm reception of the budget last week that has led the Treasury finally to give up on its attempt to go for a more straightforward, let's build at all costs approach to planning. Now, from the point of view of the Consultation Institute, we are forever being asked for examples of when consultation makes a difference. And it's one of our frustrations that time after time it does make a difference, but the local authorities or the police forces or the National Health Service trusts that have amended their proposals in the light of public engagement are pretty loath to talk about it. We seem to have a breed of politicians who find it a little bit distasteful to admit that any proposal of theirs could conceivably have been improved upon following suggestions from other people. But this, I think, is one pretty clear-cut example. And I think the next time we're all asked, well, does consultation ever make a difference? I think we shall start quoting the 2012 revision to planning guidance. Of course, only time will tell.
Yeah,
I think it'll do, won't it?
Yes. Send it out. Let it go forth.
And multiply.
Yes.
I mean, there are a few hesitations, aren't there?
They're natural. They weren't. You wouldn't do it any better. I think you'd do it again.
I think it's probably true. Have I missed out anything?
The argument flowed. No, you didn't.
I will listen to it in a minute. Publish. Yeah.